Some nights I stay up, catching in my padlock. Some nights I call it a draw.
Welcome to Sherry's World, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Some nights I wish they'd just fall off.
If you'd like to talk to Sherry, dial 914-803-4365. And now, here's your host, Psychic Sherry. And welcome, everybody, to Sherry's World here, broadcasting live on the Quantum Radio Network and the Blog Talk Radio Network. If you guys are listening live and you're there on the blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein page, remember, smash down on that favorite button, and you'll get up-and-coming information about shows and little information that will be put out if we put any out. So you'll get that first before anybody else. You've got the golden ticket. Just like Willy Wonka. But anyway, let me tell you a little bit about what's going on and how we kind of roll when we start taking calls and Sherry gives her mini reads. Now, the reads themselves will be about 5 minutes long. Sometimes they go over, sometimes they go under, but generally you're looking at about 5 minutes. If you're impressed and you want more from Sherry, remember you can go over to psychicsherry.org, and Sherry is spelled Sherry.org. Now, when I bring you on the network with us, I will call out your area code. So, for example, I'll go 317 area code, what's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather. Now, what I want you to do is to make sure that you have all external speakers turned down or off. You don't have us on speakerphone. Just that way that it gives clear audio between you and us, so there's no misunderstandings about what's being said, so you can get message from spirit clearly. We do want to mention that Sherry's World is for entertainment purposes only. And with that being said, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Greg. How's it going?
It is cold and icy and cloudy, but other than that, it's perfect.
I feel you. Same way here.
Right.
I'm just not used to it being dark when we do our shows. Kind of throws me off a bit.
Well, technically, aren't we doing the shows an hour later than what they're supposed to be? Like with daylight savings,
yep,
we pushed back an hour. So technically, in the real world, it's actually 7 Eastern instead of 6 Eastern. So just keep that in mind. But yeah, I mean, it starts getting dark here, and I'm not joking, by 3:30. 3:30, quarter four, it's starting to get dark.
Wow.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't think it starts, I don't know. I guess I don't pay attention, but today was just a real hazy day. Although it snowed here. It's our first snow. Did it snow where you're at? Because I know we had the freezing rain, but...
Yeah. It started with the freezing rain last night about 5 o'clock. And then as, you know, time progressed, then the snow started falling on top of the frozen ice. I got up this morning, though, and the roads seemed to be pretty clear and there was no snow on the roads and whatnot. So that was good. But then this afternoon,
yeah,
I look outside and it starts snowing again. So we got about an inch, maybe just over an
wow,
inch of snow on top of the ice. So... but yeah, you know, it's November. What do you expect? We live in the Midwest.
I thought it was pretty though, didn't you? I looked outside.
No, not
when
at
I
all.
Was in my house cleaning. You didn't think, mm-hmm, it was pretty? I looked out and thought, oh, they were great big snowflakes. It was just fun. The first snowfall of the year.
No.
Mm-mm. You're out.
You know what? I'm one of those guys that could live in a complete tropical area and never, ever, 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 and I kind of emphasize the word ever, miss the snow. I have no joy for snow. I don't care for snow angels and snowmen and cold, bitter weather. And it just, I could live in like the Keys of Florida and never, ever
that
have to
so
worry about seeing snow again.
Yeah. A very good friend of mine lives in Miami and I
yeah,
talked to her today and she's like, it's a beautiful day. It's like 80 degrees in the sun. And I said, I had an ice storm this morning. And she goes, I've never driven
right
in the ice. And
see,
I thought
I would be okay
with
that.
Although it sounds good, Yeah, but there's something to be said for the change of seasons. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I love spring when all the flowers bloom. And I love fall when the leaves change color and we can have the Halloween and the bonfires and then Christmas. Oh, Christmas just wouldn't be the same without a whole bunch of snow and cold. And
I think I could do without.
You're still out, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, whoever, you know, whatever divine intervention that came up with the thought of having four seasons, they should just have been smited down at that point. I mean, cold weather.
Well, didn't
the transition.
You used to live in Georgia, right?
We lived there for about a year,
And Georgia's probably pretty mild all year, right?
Let's see. The whole time that we lived there, it snowed once, and they got less than a quarter inch of snow, and they shut everything down for the day.
Oh, that's fine.
I will say that that same day that it snowed, it got up to 73 degrees, and by 10 o'clock in the morning, all the snow was gone, but everything was still closed. You know?
Wow.
I could deal with that. You know, but what we have now and the bitter cold, and I just, it hurts my body. You know, I'm an old broken down man. You know, my physicality.
Quit saying that. You're putting it out
in
to
my
the
leg.
Universe. Quit saying that.
Oh, oops. Okay.
Say I have the body of a 20-year-old. Hello? Did I lose you?
No, I'm still here. I wish I had the body of a 20-year-old. Is that kind of the same?
Yeah, me
you know,
too.
I wish I could go back at least till 25. I would make some life choice changes. I wouldn't change because at 25 my kids were born, and I wouldn't change that for the world. I wouldn't have married their mother. I would have done things a little bit different. I would have gone to school earlier. I would have, you know what I mean? I mean, just things, you know, woulda, coulda,
oh,
shoulda.
Yeah. Shoulda,
know,
coulda,
but,
woulda.
Mm-hmm.
But look at how wise you are now.
That is true.
The good news is your next life, you won't make those wrong choices.
Yeah.
That's something to look forward to.
Agreed. Agreed. This is, you know, yeah,
just
this
like
is
me.
The stepping stone.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody makes, and we think they're wrong choices, but if you.
Lessons learned.
Really look at the whole, if you really look at the whole picture, they were needed for you to learn, to experience that and to learn.
Yeah, I agree.
So there really weren't wrong choices.
Right. Right. Everybody has lessons to learn, you know. And I totally believe that.
Yeah.
I'm not that. And this has been a full life of lessons, I'm going to tell you. I'm in my past
I'm
life,
on board
I'm
with that.
Really cush. Because this life is, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I must have been super rich and didn't have a care in the world in a past life. And then I chose to come back and deal with things that I hadn't dealt with before, and I think that, I don't know. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. My last life, I was a chef, because I got to tell you, this life, I can't cook, and I'm cool with that, because, I mean, I can cook, it just doesn't taste good. But that's okay, because in my last life, I was a professional chef, so I don't have to figure that out in this life.
Right.
That's what I tell my husband every time he eats something and says, this is burnt, or this is, I overcook everything.
Yeah, I got
so
one of those.
That's my comeback.
Right. That's how my wife is. She likes her food not burnt, but well done. And I just, I can't.
Oh, me too.
I'm the cook in the family because I can't have my everything burnt. But. You know, I guess it is what it is. All right, but hey, we make a good team, so there we go. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we got a little bit of a few people here in the queue that are waiting to hear from us.
Awesome. I'm ready to do some reading.
Right on. So we're going to jump right into it. Remember, you guys, to turn off your external speakers, turn off your speakerphone and whatnot so you can hear us clearly and vice versa. I will call out your area code. I will ask you your name, where you're calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather. That's going to allow Sherry to get into your energy and give you message from spirit today. If you're liking what you're hearing or you don't get on to the call with us today, remember, you can go over to psychicsherry.org, and Sherry is spelled Sherry.org, and you can book a read right there on that page. So here we go with our first caller. I want to welcome area code 805. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, this is Donna from California. The weather today is a bit overcast, but I had a very lovely walk on the beach. It was slightly cold, but still enjoyable with a nice soft cotton shirt. And California weather is very nice almost all year long.
Okay. Hi, Donna. I'm in your energy. And
hi.
Wow, that's like putting salt in the wound, because Greg and I were talking about, oh, we love the cold weather, but or the nice weather, but I love that you're in that energy. And I love when you walk on the beach. It was so funny as you were talking about walking on the beach. They were showing me maybe you picking up seashells, and your team is talking to me, and they're telling me that things are going to start to stand out more to you. Your senses are starting to be more heightened. And what they're talking about is the things that you see, you are going to start to notice things that you might not have noticed before. You can walk down the same path every day, but you're going to start to pick up on things that are right there in that path that you never saw before. You're going to start to hear things. When people talk to you, you're going to start to be able to read between the lines. You're going to be able to pick up on more of the vibration that people talk about more than the words that they say. People can say words. They don't have a vibrational match that matches those words. It doesn't ring true to you. And you're going to get a steering in your solar plexus, in your stomach area, that something feels off kilter. When something feels off kilter to you, when people talk to you, it's because their vibration behind it doesn't match. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. And that's where I do feel it in my solar plexus, and I'll feel like a bad sensation, and then I know that something's not right. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's going to get, we don't want to say even worse. We're going to say it's going to get even better. We don't want you to think that this is, what your team wants me to tell you is they're trying to do this to you gradually, because they don't want you to go crawl inside your house and become a hermit.
Mm.
Because it's going to get to where other people bother you, being in crowds, and because you're going to pick up on so much of the energy, and they don't want you to be a hermit. What they are asking you to tell your guides and your teachers is to just be able to put some kind of a protective boundary around you to where you don't soak up their energy. You do tend to soak up on other people's energy.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I stay home a lot, because I do, being in big crowds, and I pick up their energy if it's negative or whatever, bad, or, it's too much.
Mm-hmm. And that's why they're introducing it to you in baby steps. They don't want you to be a recluse. They don't want you to hunker down into your home. They want you to be able to get out there. And do you ever thank you, Irene. Irene is my girlfriend in the spirit world. Before you get up in the morning, just envision that you're encased in an egg. Not only your body, but 3 feet all the way around you, just an egg all the way around you that seals your energy in. That way, when you do get out there into the public, they can't suck your energy. You've been very tired lately.
Yes,
a lot of different reasons.
Yes, my eyes sting all day long. I couldn't even go to a
Mine
class last
too.
Night. Oh, what is
yeah.
that?
Oh. I've been having problems with my eyes too. It's energetic. It's an uplifting of your energy field, and we don't have enough time. Irene, how do we? Your DNA is becoming. It's more ascending. I'm out of my energy. I can't feel it. Anyway, what's happening is you are starting to ascend, and your DNA is starting to change, and it's easy for your etheric body to do it and your spiritual body to do it, but your physical body, it's very hard. Your physical body is struggling, just like a lot of us here on the earth plane. That's the last one that can jump on that spiritual train, so to speak. So you're going to have a lot of aches and ailments. One of them is in your eyes. You're going to have a little bit of tightness in your joints and something in your ear maybe. So things are going to come up to where the body is the last one to ascend. But your team says, I'm putting the cart before the horse with you, and they just want you to know that when people bother you, just make sure that you – one thing, thank you. Your team is saying, act like you're inside of one of those disco balls. Do you know what we're talking about, the disco balls that have the mirrors all around them?
Yeah.
Act like you're in one of those. And then their energy can't get to you. But then they can't take your energy, and then you don't get into their energy. You can still interact and love them and whatever it is you need to do, but they can't suck your energy because they are doing that right now.
Good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Well, Donna, I wish I had a lot more time with you because your team is very open and you're very open. We love your smile too. Your team says we love your smile. You have a bright teeth. You have white teeth or something, don't you? You have a pretty smile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because your team says, look at that smile, and they love that. Everybody notices that about you, and that's what attracts them to you. Not just your smile, but your energy.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you, Sherry. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hey, thank you, Donna. And I hope to talk to you again one day.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a nice evening. You too.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you guys are digging what you're hearing, remember, go over to psychicsherry.org, and that's SHARI.org, and you can book a read right there on the landing page. We're going to move right on to our next caller. Area code 470. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
My name is Casey. I'm in Georgia, and it's cold and breezy here. It was raining earlier.
Okay. Hi, Casey. I'm in your energy. The minute I get into your energy, I feel a lot of tension and pressure in my head. I feel like my head is in a vice grip. I'm not quite for sure what is going on here. I don't know if you struggle with headaches or not, but I just feel like I've got a lot of tension in the head. Thank you, Irene. And what Irene is my girl from the spirit world. When I feel this vice grip on my head, they're telling me that I am in your mental body. And when I get into your mental body, that tells me that your mental body is stressed out and you're overthinking things. Are you under a lot of pressure to where you feel like you have to try to figure things out mentally?
Yes.
Okay. Because this is the energy I pick up, and then I'm also picking up energy in your back, and I feel like that I'm being thrown into your past timeline to where we feel like we have a lot of shoulda, coulda, wouldas. If I would have done this, then that wouldn't have happened, or if I could have done that, then that wouldn't have happened. And your team wants me to tell you that no. Everything, there is no wrong choice. Even though we have choices on this earth, they want you to look back at your at your past timeline and not to think that you made the wrong choice, because every choice that you made, that molded you into the strong, and we're going to repeat that, into the strong woman that you are today. You're very strong. You have very broad shoulders. You've been through a lot. You have walked, you have been drugged through the swamps, so to speak. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
And look at where you're at now. So your team wants me to tell you that even though you have been going through an emotional roller coaster ride right now, all that is memories and vibrations that are coming up that need to be released. And your team feels like that you are strong enough right now that you can handle that. Because otherwise, life would just be pretty even keel. Life would be kind of easy. If your team thinks that you're too fragile to handle this, but your team says, no, she's ready for it. Look at how broad her shoulders are. You worry about a lot of family members. There seems to be a lot of fear coming up when I get into your energy field, when it has to do with the with Thanksgiving and Christmas and all of these things coming up. What is, you're holding fear about Christmas and the holidays. Aren't you?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
And when your team is talking to me about the holidays for you, oh boy, that is like opening Pandora's box. That opens up a floodgate of emotions. And there's something about a male energy, a son, a male energy that you're worried about, and children. I don't know. I'm in chaotic right now when I get into your energy, because there's a part of you that feels like you are walking on thin ice, and at any point you're going to fall through into the cold water. Your team wants me to tell you, when you feel these fears coming up, because you're not only feeling the fear from this lifetime, you're feeling these fears are coming up from past lifetimes. They want you to feel it, throw your energy, throw your consciousness outside and just say, and observe it and just say, I love you. I am so drawn into the energy of a man around you. This is either a son or a, do you have a son?
Yes, I have two sons.
I'm in your energy, and when I get into your energy, I feel very concerned about one son that's in your energy. Are you worried about one of your sons right now?
Not really. My youngest son has a little cold, but I'm not really worried about him.
How old is your oldest son? We're in your oldest son's energy. What's his name and how old is he?
He's 15 and his name is Kavaris.
Okay, we're not even going to write that down because I don't know how to spell it. But that's okay, because once it comes out of your mouth, I tap into his energy. What I do is I go to his higher self. We're going to go over just a bit for you because I am in his energy. He is at what we're going to call a crossroads here. He's a very good kid. We like his energy. He has some wonderful, he knows right from wrong. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about the people that he hangs around. There's some of the people that he hangs around, I don't know if we like that much. And when I say we don't like that much, we don't like the way that they influence him. He's at a very pivotal time in his life. He's a good kid. Does this make sense? Has he made new friends? Has he made new friends that maybe you're not that fond of?
Well, I don't know all of his friends. He be on Xbox, and then he has a lot of friends in school. but they never come over.
Yeah. Well, what they're showing me is that he's just starting to experience other ways of life. Your team, that's the way your team says. And that's okay, because they just want you to know that he will come back eventually, and it will circle around. So everything's going to be okay. And one thing that your team wants me to tell you is that your Thanksgiving and that your Christmas is going to be better than what you think it is in your mind. I don't know what kind of fear you have, whether you fear that you don't have the money to do all of these things, but your team wants me to tell you that things are going to be better than what you think they are. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, it does.
So thank you, Casey, for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and get to my next caller, but thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great
You're
day.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
All Bye-bye. Right, you guys, we're going to push right into the next call. And it's caller 480. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
My name is Michael. I'm calling from Las Vegas, and it is a chilly 65 but sunny here in Vegas.
Hi, Michael. Yay. I mean, Hello. Your energy. Normally, I don't get mails, and I'm just so excited. I love Las Vegas, too. Okay, Sherry's stepping in because Sherry loves to gamble. So we're going to make Sherry go away. Okay. I'm in your energy, and I love this. Okay. I'm talking to your team, and we're just syncing up here just a bit. Wow. When we get into your energy, we love the way that your throat chakra is so open that you're able to talk to people and really announce yourself in the way that you are. But your team is taking me a little bit further down here. We're going all the way down here, way down into the core here. They're taking me all the way back to when you were a child. When they take me, they drop me down to when you were 5 years old. I don't know what happened when you were 5 years old, but there seems to be a little bit of a soul loss. And what I mean by that is I am a shamanic Reiki master, and I do a little bit of soul retrieval. And soul retrieval is when something traumatic might happen. And traumatic doesn't have to be the death of a loved one or a loss of an arm. But it could even be where you're embarrassed or the family situation. And if you don't, that's fine. I'm very drawn to when you were 5 to 7 years old. Do you know anything that happened to you when you were 5 or 7 years old?
No, but it's not the first time I've heard this. So I don't know what it is. I don't have any, recollection or anything like that.
Okay,
so.
That's all right. Sometimes we block things out. So we're not going to get – it's going to be a little bit too deep to get into in 3 minutes. So we're going to just leave that out there, and that's okay, because you can always call me later for a reading, and we might be able to get a little bit deeper in there. But one thing, when I get into the core of you, you're such a sensitive soul. You take things very personally. When people say things instantly, you focus the mirrors inside of you, and you do so much internal work, it's crazy. Have you been doing a lot of internal work?
Yes.
Yeah. Your team says, keep it up. They're applauding. We've got some of your members from the spirit world are clapping. Some of them are doing the horns. We love your connection with the spirit world. You are a healer. We love the rattles. I see the rattles. I see the healers. Do you do a healing practice right now?
I am a medium.
Thank you. So they teach, have you done a journey or a medium to where you connect with your ancestors who were shamans?
Who were what?
Shamans.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Because I have some of your ancestors that are here who are shamans, and they are healers. They show me the rattle. They are Native Americans. They're doing the rattle. I'm seeing the fire pit, the rattles, and the drumming. I'm seeing light coming out of your hands as being a hands-on healer. We love your voice, the throat chakra that is open, and we love the connection with spirit. When we get into your root chakra, there's a little, when I see your aura, it's a little bit up and out. We would like to have a little bit more grounding. Do you do a grounding ceremony every morning or every day?
I try to do this little 15-minute grounding meditation that I just listened to on YouTube.
Perfect. That's all you need. It doesn't have to be a four-hour-long ritual. All it has
right.
to be is just a little bit for your intention. Have you started seeing a lot of colors around you? Colors have been more vibrant around you?
Well, I used to, like when I first started opening up in 2010, you know, I would see, I'd be looking at in one direction and then see like spots of light in, you know, just outside the direct where I was looking. So off to the right or right to the left.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't necessarily see, I mean, periodically here and there, but I mean, not so much anymore.
Okay, thank you. Because your team is asking me to ask you to ask for colors because do you do hands-on healing?
I don't. I don't connect with Reiki or anything like that, so I'm kind of looking for that one thing to, as a modality to kind of to look into.
Thank you.
But,
I haven't really
been influenced yet.
Okay, so we're going to influence you right now. How about that?
Perfect.
Your team says, if you would like, what they're going to do, and we don't have to do, I don't do hands-on healing. I'm talking to you on the phone. That's the way I like to roll. I do on the phone.
Right.
Your team is saying that if you would allow them to and ask them that when you work with people or spirit, whatever it is that you do, we love colors for you. Colors can mean a lot for you. They're really showing me the color orange for you, and they want you to come up with what each color is going to mean to you. If green means we're working on the heart chakra or we're in my people's heart, thank you, Irene. I'm out of my head. If the color purple comes out of the crown, colors are going to be vibrant for you. If you ask, colors will start to stand out to you. And when you start to give messages, do you give messages to people now?
Yeah, it was a funny thing. I mean, I haven't really jumped into it as a business per se. I did some Hollywood things
says,
when I was living
not?
In California.
Go ahead.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know, but it was funny. I was at the Tropicana pool because it's free to locals and stuff like that. And, yeah, I mean, a couple laid down next to me, and I was like, all right, who's Albert? You know, so occasionally, yes.
Okay. So pay attention. If your team is saying work with us on colors, their colors are going to be very significant for you because they will take Albert to a different level. When you bring in, when you get these hits of who's Albert or who's this, your team is saying when we can connect a color to it, they want you to write down and then say, when spirit, my team, when I see green, and Green is going to tell me that they need to open up their heart or whatever. Write down 10 things that you want Green to mean. Write down 10 things you want Yellow to mean. And then you tell your guides what you want them to tell you. People think, oh, they leave it up to their guides. No, just like my girl Irene. I tell her, Irene, when you show me a fire truck, that tells me that help is on the way. Tell your guides what
Love
you
it.
Want these colors to mean. When you do that.
I love that. I love that. Yeah.
It's going to heighten your readings because your team says, why aren't you doing readings? What are you waiting for?
No,
what are
I know.
You waiting for? So thank you. Gosh, Michael, I wish I had more time with you, but I think I'm going to have to get on now. Wow. I love your energy.
I'll give you a call.
Wonderful. Thank you. We love the connection with you. And don't be surprised when you wake up tomorrow that you're going to say, and it's going to be in a familiar place, like in your home, and you're going to say, wow, like I didn't realize that like that lamp was, I have salt lamps. Like I didn't realize that salt lamp was that bright. Colors are going to pop out to you. So it's going to
cool.
be awesome. So thank
Wonderful.
You for calling
Wonderful.
In, Michael.
Thank you, and I'll be in touch.
All right, thank you.
Have a great one. All right, well, we're going to press right on, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, if you want to get a read from Psychic Sherry, go over to psychicsherry.org, and Sherry is spelled Sherry.org. And our next caller, area code 416, what's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, this is Jane. I'm calling from Canada. It's very cold here, and it's snowing.
Okay, Canada. Isn't that funny? Sherry's out of here. I don't know how to spell Canada. Isn't that funny? I don't know how. Okay, well, that's right. All right, Jean, can you say one more thing? Because I'm kind of scattered when I get into your energy.
Okay.
Let's talk about, talk a bit about your day. What happened the minute
well,
you got up this morning?
Well, I was really tired. I just came back from Hawaii, and now getting into cold weather.
Okay, I'm in your energy. Thank you, Irene. Wowee. Whew. When I get into your energy, I love it. And the energy that I'm picking up on is that of a little church mouse. And when I say we, that is me, I'm talking to your team. And when I say we, we're talking to you. We love the way that you are able to be a very good observer with people around you. And even if they do things that might not set well with you, you do tend to be able to bite your tongue. But uh-huh. when you feel like that there's an underdog around you, or you do tend to cheer for the underdog. Does this make sense?
It does, yes.
And your team is asking you to take a bigger stand, to be able to stand up a little bit, not only for the underdogs, but to stand up for you. Because there seems to be people in, oh boy, I don't know if it's the holidays coming up, or what it is, sometimes family is the other F word. And I don't know if you have a lot of family functions, but it seems to be that when people make left-handed compliments to you or digs to you, you tend to bite your tongue. Does this make sense?
Yeah, that's right.
And there's something about the holidays and with the family. And your team is asking you to stand up for yourself. And thank you, Irene. And what your team is saying, the best way to stand up for yourself is to not even acknowledge them.
Can you see that more my family and not work? I find it's more, I would apply more towards
It's everybody around
work.
You. Yeah, it's everybody around you. They make digs at you, and or they put you down, or you're the scapegoat. It's like, oh, let's do this to Gene, you know. It's something about your energy that you're willing to accept it. So your team is asking you to put boundaries down and you don't have to come back fighting and come back with a snide remark or a put down or anything.
Yeah.
You can be very nice, which you are a lot of times, your team says. You can be very nice and you can just stand up for yourself and say, I'm not quite for sure what you mean by that. Boom. So when you say that, you throw the ball into their court. And then, uh-oh, they weren't expecting that because they're not expecting Gene to say anything. And when you throw it back in their court and then you just sit there patiently, you can be nice. And you're always, your team says, she's always nice. That's the problem. You're always nice. And then people, one thing that your team wants me to tell you is that a lot of the downplays and a lot of the things that happen to you, don't take it personally. Don't take it to heart because it has nothing to do with you. What it has to do with is the insecurities of the people that you're around and the anger that these people hold and the sadness that the people hold. And because, you see, we don't understand quite the depths of some of the people – They're throwing me into your work arena. Some of the people that you work with, when they go home, they have nothing. When they go home, they have nothing. And they feel like they have to mark Irene. Stop, I'm not going to say that. It's like a dog that feels like he has to pee on something to mark it. That's kind of what some of the people, they got to make a mark because if I don't make a mark at work, then I got nothing because I got nothing to go home to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, for the people I work with.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when they make this snide remark, you don't have to be sarcastic. You don't have to look at them like they're lesser than you, because we are all one. We're all equal. Okay.
Yeah.
When they do that, you look at them. And even if you don't have any response, if you just look at them and in your mind, if you think, wow, I feel sorry for you, you know? And if you feel sorry for them, then guess what that does? When you feel sorry for them, they got nothing. It diminishes everything right then. They're just wanting a reaction out of you. When they get a reaction out of you, it makes them feel like they're in control.
Yeah.
But if you don't give them that reaction, it just diminishes everything and they'll go on to the next person. But your team wants me to tell you, you keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
And that the holidays are going to be wonderful for you. Do you ever bake cookies at the holidays?
I don't have time to do that. With my work.
Well, your team is asking me, and your inner child is asking me for you to bake cookies, and they're very specific. They want those cookies. They don't want chocolate chip cookies. They want, I don't know what, shortbread cookies where you put a Hershey Kiss in the middle.
Okay.
You ever seen them cookies?
My mom makes the shortbread cookies that kind of melt in your mouth during Christmas time. And she put, you know, different stuff on, sprinkled stuff on it. She got that recipe from my grandmother.
There you go. So that's what your team, that's what's coming through for you. You bake those cookies and you're going to feel a sense of love and warmth because grandma's going to come in and all of your ancestors. And Irene, you're so fine. She goes, put that Hershey Kiss in some of them.
Okay.
And then you bake that shortbread cookie that your grandma had.
Oh.
And really then you put that Hershey Kiss in there. Okay? It'll open up love. It'll open up the doorways for love for people to come in that love you. You're loved by a lot of people that you don't even know.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm going to do that during the holidays. Do some baking.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Well, I hate to cut you short, but thank you so much. Our show's getting ready to end. So it was a pleasure
thank
to
you,
serve
Sherry.
You, and I hope you enjoyed your reading.
I did. Thank you so much.
Great. You have
You're
a
welcome.
Evening.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
All right, you guys. If you want to hear more, you can go over to psychicsherry.org. And you can book a read from Sherry right there on that page. That being said, we want to wish everyone a good Thanksgiving coming up next Thursday. We will not be here as we will be celebrating with the fams and all that good junk. So in 2 weeks, you can join us right back here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And we are simulcasting live over on the quantumradionetwork.com. And you guys have a great holiday, and we'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Hi, everybody. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for joining us tonight for Psychic Sherry here on Blog Talk Radio. You can check Sherry out again next week, 6 Eastern, here right on the Blog Talk Radio Network.